There's another of our broadcast partners. Every time I talk to him, we have to talk about Bible prophecy, because when he gives us insight into what's happening in the European Union, well, the scenario found in God's Word seems to surface immediately. I'm talking about Dr. Rob Congdon. Hey, Rob, let me ask you right out of the stall, the activities going on right now in Great Britain, the celebration of the 60th Jubilee for the Queen underway. But in light of that, quickly tell us about that. But tell us, indeed, do you believe the old Roman Empire ever has faded away? Has it ever come to an end? As I understand it, the monarchy there in England has a connection to the old Roman Empire.
Well, absolutely. First of all, the Jubilee, this is a very important point. It's 60 years for Queen Elizabeth. It's probably, she's approaching Queen Victoria's type of reign, and so very significant for Britain and for the monarchy there. If you look at the British monarchy, you can trace them back, and of course we always get questionable as you get back 200, 100 years, but it has been a continuous line, not of necessarily the same people, but of the concept, and I think that's what's important. I really have done a study on the Roman Empire, and I set up the qualifications of an empire and characteristics, and I traced it through, and I don't believe the Roman Empire has ever truly ended. It has merely become fragmented and weak at various stages in all kinds of shapes, but it's been a continuous line, and I think you can rightfully say that it has never ended, which would agree with the idea of the continuous image of Daniel.
Yeah, absolutely, and the revival of the old Roman Empire. If something's dead, you can't revive it, but indeed the revival of what is still some way in operation. Very interesting thoughts. We'll have to get deeper into that sometime when we have another conversation. Rob, I have been talking with a couple of Jewish settlers, David Wilder in Hebron up in Shiloh. It was Winky Medad I had conversation with. And there has been a statement by the Minister of Defense in Israel that they should evacuate Judea and Samaria. Now, doesn't seem likely it's going to happen. But at the same time, I noticed European Union diplomacy on the Israeli-Palestinian situation is shifting. It's picking up steam, and it's upgrading some. What's the word on that?
Well, that's right. The European Union has a strong interest in the Middle East. They believe that as far as Washington, D.C., having an influence on the Middle East, they don't see that anymore. They see us. In fact, they jokingly say that we have a sign on the door that says closed for business until further notice in terms of the Middle East. So the European Union believes it's time for them to step in the gap, start enforcing some of the steps that they've decided are necessary, and sadly, in their view, almost always forcing Israel to give in more. But in fairness, there's a real sympathy in the European Union to Israel. So even the EU's got an inner tension between sort of taking a Palestinian side externally, especially in economics now. They want to limit what can come into Europe from the occupied zones of Israel. They don't recognize that as really, truly Israel. So they're torn because they want to impose these things. They have this picture of the Palestinians as great suffering people that need to be helped. And yet there is a strong love within the European and much of its leadership still for the nation of Israel. So, but they want to get it going. They want the peace process to begin again, and they see it as being further and further away. So they're ready to start stepping up and trying to be that implementer to bring about peace.
What's so interesting to me, that prophetic scenario found in the book of Daniel with the revival of the Roman Empire, as you study Daniel and Revelation, you see that this Roman Empire in place again in the future is going to play a key role in the Middle East, of course, with the Antichrist coming out of that governmental and political operation. It fits that prophetic scenario so well. Well, I think this does too. I have read an article, I'm not sure if you looked at it, Rob, but a Hungarian minister is saying no to the European Union and their, listen to this phrase, empire building. What's he talking about?
Well, he certainly recognized that the European Union is trying to get a stronger, from an American viewpoint, we call it central government. The reality is a stronger empire government coming from Brussels rather than the individual 27 countries of the European Union. So he's afraid. He sees them as thinking more and more like an empire. At the very same time, he, along with many others, are calling for a banking union within the European Union. And whenever you look at empires, the one that controls the money system, runs the money system, and actually has the currency of its own, that is empire. So it's kind of funny because he's fearing this growing power of Brussels, and yet economically they're forced to accept stronger help. In fact, Hungary just has gotten substantial financial help in their financial crisis. And when they do that, that is putting themselves more under a state that you and I would call an empire by the definition of empires.
We go right back to the prophetic scenario in God's Word, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. You can't avoid it. I always qualify and say the European Union may not be the final world empire, but if it isn't, it certainly is the embryo, because it's setting up all the modern current steps necessary for a true final empire as we see in the book of Daniel.
Wow. That's Dr. Rob Congdon. He's a student and a teacher of Bible prophecy, but he focuses on the European Union for us, and that's a major component in the end-time scenario found in God's Word. That's why we weekly have Dr. Rob Congdon with us. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. Lord bless.